us, mm-hmm. right? And who understand our struggle from that perspective. Mm-hmm. So speaking of financial literacy, as we, and you know, I didn't know this beforehand. I actually we just played a TED Talk about finances. And so that really blended in really nicely. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips that you want to give the community about finances?
Well, if I could use myself as an example, I love my coffee. It's crazy. I used to drink 5 cups of coffee a day, but Tim Hortons would get all my money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So when you switch it up, when you take a photograph of your habits and you just switch them up, okay. Then you can save a whole lot of money. So now I buy my Maxwell House barrel, 900 grams, at $9. And between both scenarios, we're looking at saving $2,000 to $3,000, believe it or not.
Wow.
$1,000. You know, no one sees that because you say, okay, you go to Tim Hortons. What is it? I don't drink coffee. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a dollar or two. Mm-hmm. I'm very François Legault on this one. But
isn't that crazy? That's how you say ignorant?
Yeah. How you say it now.
I'm so François Legault.
I'm François Legault with this right now. I love that. That was actually great. That was a good one.
We don't realize that, though, that whatever, $1 to $3. And if you're going to Starbucks, it's a whole other.
Oh, wow. It's a whole different ball other budget. Game. Absolutely.
But $2,000 to $3,000, well, that does things mm-hmm. in life.
Absolutely.
That does things.
As a coffee drinker, that resonates. Honestly, that's really good. I love
that. I had a conversation with somebody this past week, and just without thinking, she had a habit of buying tickets every week, and just a conversation, mm-hmm. It was funny enough about budgeting again. I'm like, well, how many tickets do you use every week? She's like, all of them. I'm like, so then why don't you just buy a pass for the month?
Right.
And she looked at me like, wow.
Because like, it really does.
I never thought of that.
No, it's true.
And because in her mind, she's like, yeah, but $90. I'm like, yeah, but you're spending $120 right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's like, oh. You're right. I'm like, yeah, try it out.
For her, it's probably because she doesn't have the $90 all at once.
You're right.
That's why. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? I've been
so
through that
budget
before.
For it.
Yeah, I hear you. 100%. I'm just saying, speaking for her, you know, she didn't have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it was just that. Not. It was just the lack of the experience in budgeting.
Right.
But sorry,
that's
Daisy. Jumping all into your things. But just to say it's an important thing that you're doing.
Sure. Sure is.
Absolutely. Well,
and that's the thing, though. That $30 difference is equal to $400 a year.
Thank you.
What can you do with $400?
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Right? At least buy 4 other passes in advance.
I'm just saying. Okay.
I'm just saying. So, so you're also responsible for coordinating programs at Maison d'AIDC, correct?
Well, actually, the program that I'm in charge of is really the financial literacy program, okay. and that's under the coordination of education. Okay. But I love to share about what we do, the different events that might be coming up. Are you ready to hear them?
Oh, please. Yes. That's what we've been waiting for. Drum roll.
I love a good audience. All right. So tonight we have a diffusion of a TV series that has been filmed in Saint-Michel, in which the cast, some of the people cast, were actually students from La Maison d'AIDC.
Oh, amazing.
Nice.
Employees from La Maison d'AIDC. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be diffusing in a hybrid type of fashion. So at the Maison d'AIDC, but also online. If you want to get the link, please go to Facebook page and look for the event, the Facebook event for Maison d'AIDC for tonight. It's called Je voudrais qu'on met ça.
I'm searching it right now. Nice. I will share it on our page. Don't worry, people.
So it's
I got you.
Que je me fasse. Okay, qu'on me fasse. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So it's great because after the actual diffusion, there will be a discussion with the director of the TV series, who is Eric Piccoli.
Mm, nice.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
So please join us. Join us. Mm-hmm. Right?
Amazing.
So that's going to be at 5:00 today.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nice.
And that's online. And I also saw it's on EC2.tv. Is that right?
It's online and you can go on the Facebook page, to go ahead and look for the event.
Nice. Okay, here it is. I see it. Ciné discussion avec Eric. C'est ça, vous devez qu'on m'efface. Perfect. I'm sharing it on our Patreon. Oh, this cool, looks amazing.
Cool, cool, amazing. What else we got? Awesome.
Well, this weekend, we have a win-win draw. Awesome draw. You could win a 55-inch smart TV, or you could help support a program for beekeepers in Northeast Haiti. And this is a very important program because we're talking about the first Black Republic and the state it's in, and wanting to help people who live in Haiti just get back on their feet. And beekeeping, well, it's good for the environment. I mean, 100%. Let's do it. Right.
Yep. No, 100%. It's we were able to support that, and I want to encourage. Are you still selling tickets there? Can people still buy raffle tickets? Can people still support and take part?
Absolutely. Now, all you have to do is give me a call at 438-989-4918.
Oh, you said that quick. You're gonna have to get people.
Yeah.
Hold on.
They don't have their pens ready.
I know. Give them 1 second. Hold on. Let everybody get their pen out. Okay, and I'm going to write it on our page, too. To join the raffle. Okay, or to support the raffle. Go ahead, number?
438.
Yes.
989. 4918. And so I'll give you some more information, some more details about the draw. But it's really 100% win-win. Mm-hmm. The TV or support the beekeeping. I mean, it's really, right. There's yep. No...
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how many tickets are you buying, Gina? Mm-hmm. How many people...
I'm calling right after this.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. It.
As much as my sisters say that my TV's Dibby, I'm very happy with my TV, so I don't need the 55-inch personally. So I'm all here for the cause. Of the bees. Cause.
Yeah. That's yeah. It. Sure. When I first heard about what the cause was, I was like, yeah. I remember Vaughn telling us how important bees are.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, that's
yes.
It, I'm in.
Yes.
I'm supporting, I just want to support the bees, period.
And so it's not just about honey, people. Like,
thank you.
It's way more than that. Of it's course. And you know, that's a great cause. People probably don't realize it, but bees are very important to our nature, period. And the ecosystem of our nature, yeah. So...
Thank you for what you guys are doing there.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Do you have anything? I know, maybe I'm being selfish of all these events. You know, we don't have enough events. Anything else coming up, Daisy?
Well, I just want to tell you the draw is going to be held on this Sunday, 5:00. It's going to be in a closed virtual room, in a hybrid type of situation. So just to give you an idea, we don't have a lot of time. Buy your tickets now. Mm-hmm. Just make it work. All right?
And the raffle tickets are like $10. It's nothing like people could support. Huh? Yeah.
Yes. No,
exactly. What's $10 for a good cause?
That's it.
Buy
like 10 tickets, though. You guys stop it. Go ahead.
Well, once you've done the financial switches of making your coffee at home, you can afford it.
There you go.
Thank you. Damn, Gina, you are on point.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You are on point. The upcoming program is a program called L'Art d'être parent, and it focuses on teaching newly arrived immigrants or people who have been here for a few years on the rules, if you want, of for kids, for how to raise their kids and so on and so forth. It's a program that we've had in place for a few years, and we help accompany parents and kids in the new society, but when it comes to, discipline, physical discipline that we are used to in certain cultures, and here we focus on children's rights. So making that transition can be hard unless we have this kind of accompaniment. So the program is L'Art d'être parent. Mm-hmm. The person who's in charge of this program is named Frances Figueroa. Mm-hmm. She's the coordinator for the family program. If you don't mind, maybe I could share. I could share this information online.
Yes, please. Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say you can share it in our group, share it on the page. You know, yeah, like and as you said, send it to us. We'll post it as well.
I want to say to that, that's a very important program to look at, because I think we've gotten into this idea of, oh, it's cultural. mm-hmm. and we aren't seeing the underlining that it's actually displaced anger and that it's trauma. It comes from trauma mm-hmm. and it comes from not knowing where to direct that energy. And then so you end up directing it on your children, unfortunately, mm-hmm. or the people who can't defend themselves. As well as the oppressors are putting on to you. So, mm-hmm.
Shit, Jen, that's deep.
It's also true.
That's a whole conversation itself. I think when we get back, if we have some time, we should deep dive into that too.
That's a very solid program. So kudos to
that's huge. Fantastic. You guys are doing awesome things at the Maison d'Haïti. Like, just in general, the programs you guys are offering are huge. I definitely want to encourage the community to continue to support you guys, encourage the whole Maison d'Haïti and all your initiatives. You just had an awesome Afro Fest you guys did with Ketia that Ketia Antoine was running. Is it the Urban Fest, I think it's called, actually? But it was exceptional. Like the weekend of events and shows. And anyways, you guys are doing awesome, awesome things. So kudos to you guys.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much. I'm privileged to work with a great team. I just wanted to let you know that as far as Lazo de Parents, it's four different sessions. I believe it's on Thursdays, starting the 13th. So please hurry up and call Frances. She's waiting for your phone call. She also assists different families with different troubles and might be the go-between for DPG cases and so on and so forth.
Can you guys, is it for all parents, like if there are parents who have concerns or questions concerning the DPG, or is it just French? Because I remember there is a difference between the English system and the French system, and this is something I recently found out, actually. So that's why I'm asking, just so I'm aware, but also so the community is aware as well.
Well, you know what? It's actually, we help and support people in French and English.
Okay,
French is bilingual. Mm-hmm. I think with the information about the DPG when it comes to the English
community,
inhabitants,
more sector,
okay, mm-hmm. community. I'm sorry. What happens is there's a lot of things that get lost in translation.
Right.
Right. So yes, it is better to be accompanied by somebody who is bilingual,
okay.
who can translate a lot of what is being said.
Amazing.
It's unfortunate. But here's where we're at, and at least there's a light being shed on these kinds of problems, right?
That's exactly, and there's support. That's the main. There's the light being shed on it, and the knowing that there's a support in the community for it is huge too. Mm.
Fantastic, so, Daisy. I think we could probably talk till way past 9 on this and all the things that Maison d'Haïti is doing. But can you let our listeners know how to find Maison d'Haïti, how to get in touch with you, and if you have any last words of encouragement or any mottos that you'd like to share, now's your time.
Well, the first thing I'd say, I promote my services last night because, you know, I love the team. I love what we do. Mm. I do the financial literacy courses and animate them everywhere. So I invite you to come to go ahead and like my page, which is
Mes Finances.
MIT. So I'll put that in the chat also.
Okay.
To like my page, and you could also see you could give me a call, and we could book something that would be either online or in a face-to-face situation, whichever you prefer. And you know, groups of 5 to 20 people. Are always welcome. Okay, we'll talk about budget and credit, how to really negotiate for better credit, for better interest rates, and so on and so forth. How to read your credit report, and so on and so forth. We'll do that
with you. Mm-hmm.
As far as reaching me, also. For La Maison d'Haïti, you have their Facebook page. You could like the page. So many events coming up. I'm so glad that we got to share this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And your video the video you chose, Gina, there inspired me this morning further. So thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Well, pleasure's all mine. Pleasure's all mine. Daisy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been extremely powerful, and I hope you have yourself an absolutely exceptional day.
All right. You too. Bye now, guys.
Peace. This is the season, guys. It's money season. Love that. Guys. So with no further ado, let's give the floor to our resident DJ, Bobby Payne. Before we do, we got to hear a word from our sponsor. Then we're going to dive right in. Dive right in.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
Hey, Trinity on the beat.
We've now entered another musical break with DJ Bobby Payne. We're gonna take it afro.
Girl, you a diamond. Whoa! Girl, you a star. So any other man that hurt you, he done went too far. You put the time in, you played your part. So any man that lost you didn't know. Oh, so nobody find past you. You're such a lovely lady. And I know that you deserve somebody nice. Did I mention that I am single, yeah? You know you are the one, no. So whenever you need one to talk to, call me lady, you can always count on me, yeah.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Girl, if you want, I can be your refuge. I'll come to your rescue, girl, I'm here to impress you, yeah. And if you need, I can be your refuge. I'll come to your rescue, but first, girl, you gotta let him go.
Okay. Oh Lord.
Make a touch of money. Make a rub, make a love, make a rub, make a touch of money. Make a rubber one. Till I go lotion, I'm a rub, I'm a rub, I'm a rubber one. I find wine, say you sweet when you whine her. Me, I know if you leave when you whine her. As long as we go there, I'm on amigo pay. Yeah, we go day nice. If we enter the place, I go day nice. I go fiki fiki fiki, I go rewind. Say na me go be the DJ, I'm on feel nice. So, say my body know they start to the daylight. Before you run, go the shot, you make you think twice. If not smoke, you won't smoke, say we day tight. My mama love girls, they believe nice. Yeah.
If you want me to ginger, give me the kokoro. My culture, be your love. Anywhere I go, just come to play my bumma love. Oh, they do like
all. If you want me to ginger, give me the kokoro. My culture, be your love. Come make I show you my banana. No, they do like ball.
Oh, yeah. I know you want me. Everything that's only when you're lonely. Yeah. You see, you think you know me. But you don't even know nothing. Looking to my brown eyes, you see my little waist can make you switch sides. You never know the devil in a disguise. So why don't you stand up, baby? And
tell me, do you want me on top? So let me show you. I don't need to back it up. Don't wanna hold you more, just go, just split you in half with my heart. I just wanna love on you, trust in you, honor you. Please do the same on your part.
You come my way, make sure you think twice. Look into my eyes, but I can never see eyes. I can point a gun, but you know I could never lie. Come through, I can show you something you can run to. When I'm finished, you'll be feeling brand new. Will never be somebody you can run through. And I can put that in my life one time. No cap, big five, slow that. Catch feels, get high. If you make your bed, then you can lie. Just please don't waste my time.
It's more than enough.
Oh Lord.
I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Cause the wave too rough. And girl, a little bit of motion. It's more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Sip of the potion. That we sing in love. Oh my, my, my. Oh my, my, my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, lie, lie. No lie, lie, lie.
The way you're moving your waistline.
Oh my, my, my. Oh my, my, my.
I feel in love when you're slow, man.
No lie, lie, lie. No lie, lie, lie.
Baby.
Again, thank you so much for holding my musical vibes, man. This is the Empower Hour.
I love how you whine it.
You whine it.
I'm trying to get behind it. You get me excited. You know how I like it. Give me the dance now, bust it. No time for discussions. Back against the wall. Why you give me a rub? I'm working all week, so you know you deserve it. Wine with a purpose, girl, put your work in. Yeah, as she drop down low. Watch her pick it up slow, yeah.
Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love when you're slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
The way you move and your waistline.
Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love when you're slow wine.
That's right. Let's listen back to the Empower Hour.
Girl, a little bit, 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 a little bit.
Damn.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Yes, okay. We're about to get into what we can do in the next upcoming weeks, or days, I should say. So one thing I wanted to highlight today was Not Your Normal Hoodie. So Montreal's entrepreneurs launch a line of sweaters that care for black hair. Yes, Tatiana Fraser of Pierrefonds, in Tatiana Fraser's Pierrefonds basement, that was a mouthful, there's a workshop for embroidery and sewing machines, and they're basically building sweaters and hoodies for black people, period, because we all have hair.
I love it.
And what they're doing is they're lining the hoodie or the hood of the hoodies so that it protects our hair, because as we know, we the black people have hair that needs to retain its moisture.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these materials in our clothes that we have does suck out the moisture, mm-hmm. and break our hair. And so when we think black hair doesn't grow, when we think that black hair isn't beautiful, it's because we lost our art of knowing how to take care of our hair.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I feel like we're all getting re-educated on that.
I'm
really taking community updates to give a whole sermon here.
Go ahead. Amen. My hand is up. Go ahead.
Basically.
Hallelujah.
And so when you know how to care for your hair, being black and going back to our roots, you'll see your hair growing and lush and beautiful and healthy.
That's it.
Shout out to them. Support them. I'm all here for it. With this weather right now, we all need some hoodies.
Oh my goodness, I'm telling you. So, yes.
Reach out for that.
Can we buy them? Are they for men too?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Men and women. Yeah. It's for black hair. It's for hair that needs to retain moisture. So even people of color, period. Because it's not just, if you have hair, especially if you have curly, coily hair or whatnot, that needs more moisture retention.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all hair, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being nicer to your hair.
I'm sharing this on our page, and I'm trying to buy a hoodie today.
Love that.
Yes,
Yes.
So also another shout out to Shamira Samuels of Bradford, Ontario. She was accepted in the Fast Track Medical Program at Queen's University.
Snaps.
Yes. She is one of 10 black and indigenous teens to be accepted. And also, she was also in a basketball program, too. So, that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work to have a scholarship accolade as well as an academic notch, too. So, shout out to Shamira Samuels. I thought it was important to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's black excellence.
For sure.
100.
Absolutely, yes.
I love that. Another thing that I'm, excited about, because that's just the area that I work in. Black Boys Who Code and Sony Pictures Images present the 3 C's of digital filmmaking. Yes.
Filmmaking is my thing. You guys know I studied for that, right? I went to university for that.
Tune in at 1 p.m. on the 8th, which is Saturday.
I have no idea.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday the 8th at 1 p.m., Black Boys Who Code will be, they'll be presenting the 3 C's of digital filmmaking. I'm excited about it because
I'm
still here for Black Boys Who Code, which is an organization that brings, black young adults, young teens together to learn how to code, which is a very important industry to get into.
Yep.
And so what you'll see there, too, is so their little blurb to that is, have you seen the Academy Award winning Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Get an inside look at what it takes to be an animator. Spend an hour with engineers and artists from Sony Pictures Imageworks to learn how they use computers and code to create amazing animated movies like Spider-Man.
It's a lot of work, but it's such fulfilling work. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, don't get me started.
Absolutely.
I love this stuff.
This event is not to miss. You can register on Eventbrite to secure your spot. So get into it.
Oh, man. That's cool.
If you like those movies, if you like gaming, if you like all these things, you can be part of that. Go learn how to code. There's a huge career in that.
Trust me.
I'd love to see our representation in that. So chapeau to that.
It makes me want to make my own game because I know how to do that stuff. So that's so cool, man.
All right, Trish. Yes.
I'm telling you, it's so awesome. Anyway,
Black women code, too.
I'm telling you, it's so awesome.
As you're saying, I just shout out to Kid Coders because Kid Coders, they had a women's, they were doing the coding for girls and stuff as well.
So cool.
Yeah,
huge.
Absolutely. We'd also like to turn your attention to an article on Femisar that's acknowledging Vicky Joseph.
Nice.
And for creating the change that we are hoping to see. Mm-hmm. And so there's a really great article about that, a full interview conversation, speaking on what she's been doing for the community. And so we'll plug in that that link for your reading pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
What else we got?
Yo, so actually, I have to give a shout out to Rodney Ramsey. He was on with us last week, and I took part in the comedy show on Sunday. It was late. My gosh, it was super funny. I can't. Just to say, if you guys missed it last week, you missed something huge. I love what he's doing again with the whole virtual comedy club. And it's like, honestly, like the headliner, like his name's slipping me right now, but he was really good. No, and what I appreciated is that he came with a real set. Like, he was on for like 30 to 40 minutes.
Nice.
Like, you know, where it's like he gave us a real show.
He's really good, though. Yeah, I saw him in Ottawa once, and he's very dedicated. Funny. Like, he's really good.
Really good. So I had to, you know, before diving in, I just wanted to make sure to give him his props.
Absolutely.
So now, other things we have. I got to give a shout out to, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Creme de l'As. It's like...
Creme Mass, okay.
We spoke to the gentleman, right. Exactly.
So I want to remind everybody, because they have their ice cream, they only have 100 left.
Nice. That's really good.
Yo, and the ice cream is really good. Okay. Yeah. I just want to remind the community, you definitely want to get your hands on that.
Okay.
I think it's like $10.
Where can we find it?
You could order it. Like, actually, what he's promoting on our page. So we have it. I'll share it on the Empower Hour page. It's within the OFC group. So all our members, you see it. And we shared it on a couple of different platforms as well. But I'll make sure to share it on the Empower Hour page. And you can just order. And again, just I want to give him a shout out. All kind of entrepreneurship in the community, I'm all for it. So I just, you know, love to big up the people in the community doing their thing.
For sure.
Also, the Face Coalition, I want to give a shout out. So Tilly's always talking about the Face Coalition. As you guys know, it's a network. It's a group that came together to form this Face Coalition.
Right.
Big shout out, because they are now partnered with the KK show.
Nice. Very good.
So big shout out to them, and just it's great to see, you know, community supporting community. So, you know, so that is also huge. I also want to let you guys know there's tons of money coming into the community.
Woo.
Okay, so I'm not going to deep dive into all the different grants and things that are available, but I will share them on our page, because I want you guys to know what's coming up. Okay. But just on BREF, so there's funding for infrastructure, so for groups and organizations and stuff out there who want to renovate your space, you want to build a new space. This one is specifically for making your place more eco-friendly.
Okay.
But we're talking up to $3 million.
Whoa.
Okay, so yes. It could be super eco-friendly.
Super.
Okay, it's super duper eco-friendly. So it's really like it's basically the calls are open now. It's first come, first serve.
Okay.
So if you have ideas, you want to dive into those. There's also Sequalot. I didn't want to go too deep into that one. Le Patrimoine. There's one more I wanted to actually talk about. Funding for that and funding. Oh, sorry, guys. My page just reclosed.
All good.
But while I'm opening it, I'll just remind you guys also to just keep an eye on the OFClink.com for all community events, different initiatives and stuff coming up within the community. And if you have events that you want us to promote on there, definitely do not hesitate. Get in contact with us. It's our pleasure to share your events, so let the community know what's going on. And this one, actually last one I'm just going to plug, is just letting people know that there's funding available for just for tech, like for people who want to digitize their platforms and different things like that. There's a lot of money going out in the community, so you guys want to just inform yourself. If you need to, just go the Government of Canada, the website. So that's canada.ca, and you can just search for funding that's available. But in the meantime, between time, we will share everything that we currently have available on the Empower Hour Facebook page, as well as within the OFC group.
Amen. That's what's up.
So that's whatado.com. So with no... we don't have that anymore. Okay, good. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
You know how we do it. Whoops.
Oh.
You're coming back to do that instrumental.
I'm waiting for something before I say anything.
That instrumental is yours.
That's my instrumental? Okay.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. this beat is so fire. Oh my God.
I gotta make another one.
Now I'm dancing here.
I gotta make another one.
Whining a little bit.
I gotta make another one. I was like, oh, this is hot.
It's a hot fire.
When I first made it, I felt like DJ Khaled. A joker?
Don't poke the bear. I have mad stuff to say. Okay.
All right, guys. So it's time for Coffee Conversations. Mm-hmm. And we are doing scenarios once more. But this is the last week that we're doing scenarios. People tend to thoroughly enjoy these. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it. All right, guys. So I'm going to take up a little bit of time today. Mm-hmm. I have 10 scenarios for you guys.
Nice.
Let's get into it.
I have
it.
10 scenarios. All right. Y'all ready? All right. So the first one. You're in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And you're in a grocery store aisle that you need your pasta from, and it's getting packed. You know, there's people in front of you, there's people around you and stuff like that. There's a woman with a child in front of you and another couple right beside them. So everything is blocked. Like, you can't exit, and you can't exit from the back either. Mm-hmm. So you say politely, excuse me, to the woman with the child in front of you. And the child turns around and says, why don't you wait your effing turn? How do you respond?
What universe is this happening in? Children are severe.
That laughter might be my genuine response. Wait, what? What did you just say?
I'm just gonna wait then.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna wait.
You're first. So what is your what is your response?
That is my response.
That's your response.
I'm just gonna wait. I'm in a parallel universe. I don't know what else is gonna happen next.
Yeah, Gina.
I clearly fell in Family Guy. That was Stewie. Full like gun to my head at this point, because I don't know how that's ever happening in real life.
Shit.
I don't know how.
Kids
that's
are rude,
happening.
Eh? You know, anything's possible.
Well, it goes back to what the Maison d'Haïti is offering, because I don't know. Licks might have been.
What would you do?
I might have looked at the parent in her eyes.
Yeah, I have to look at the parent and be like, "Is that you?
that's you? That's what's going on here? Okay,
well, that's you.
Okay, we're raising terrorists now.
Got it.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Thanks for letting me know.
So all those answers would be
all those. Those answers would be the responses. All right.
Some laughter, some ridicule,
some eye contact. Some yo, like, what are you?
And then finish it with, you know, you can go to La Maison AT
for help with this.
There are resources.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one is, you're married for 17 years, and you and your spouse have had ups and downs financially. This is funny because we were talking about financial before. Mm-hmm. Financially throughout. One day while cleaning, you come across your spouse's paperwork for a secret savings account worth $40 million.
Ooh.
Describe what you would do and how would you approach your spouse.
Wow, damn, that's a good one.
$40 million and we've been struggling.
And we've been struggling.
No, we've been struggling too.
Yeah, man. I read that in the beginning. Y'all were struggling.
What? We ain't gonna struggle no more. Divorce.
And give me my 20. You hold your 20.
Yeah.
Give me my 20.
Now we both don't have a struggle.
You hold
we both don't
20.
Have to do it now. That'd be crazy to me. Because I'm very big on living below my means.
Yes, okay, I understand.
I'm very big on that. So I don't believe in financial struggle. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna put that out there. Okay. Universe know who I am, you know.
Mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if we come, like, first of all, I don't even see myself in that scenario, because again, that conversation that I have to have with my partner is saying, like, well, you know, we're gonna have to budget, we're gonna have to we do these things. If I'm seeing that, though, that just means that you're either masochist and that you like the struggle, but that ain't for me. Right. That's not my life.
Right.
Like, struggle is not my life. I'm here to thrive, not survive. Mm-hmm. So I think that's grounds for divorce, because I think
I told someone that yesterday, because I ran this scenario by a friend of mine, and he's like, we're divorced, Trish? Absolutely, bro. Because if I marry you, I trust you.
Right.
And I don't 100% trust anybody.
Right. Broken trust, and you like to see me struggle.
Right.
You're not here for me.
Yeah,
Exactly. I
have to agree with you guys now. It's just because it's like 17 years of like distrust. It's like, so wait, like, why do you have this money? Why didn't you tell me about this?
What's the plan with this money?
I don't understand. Like, they cut my phone the other day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you let that happen. Why did you let that happen?
It's like little things like that. So
I'm not even sure if I'm angry. Because I'm putting myself in that scenario, I think I'm like sad a little bit. Like, I'm telling you,
it's such a thing.
Like, I'm not even I wish I could be happy with the fact I just found out you have $40 million, but I'm not happy about that fact that I just found out you have $40 million.
Yeah.
So what's the
approach? Like, I think the question was, what was the approach? Like, how are you approaching your husband, Gina Farrow?
Is that the question?
Yeah. How are you approaching?
Look, we're gonna have an honest conversation at the end of the day.
Okay.
I believe in communication, and you know, hopefully you have a whole story of you saying that you're building hospitals and schools in disenfranchised neighborhoods, because that's about the only thing that I can probably not be upset at.
Okay. I am in my real state. I will bring it up in a conversation. Like, it's like, we need to talk about this. Like, I just found this out right now. Like, we need to talk about this right now. Like,
right now.
It's a stop everything. Address it right on.
Right.
I'm like
this
that.
Second.
I can't think another moment about anything else. We need to address this immediately.
Immediately. All right. I like that. Your partner tested positive for COVID, but they're asymptomatic. It's hump day and they want to hump. You hump it?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't believe in asymptomatic. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah. That's my opinion.
That like, was number three.
All of a sudden, like, you know, there's asymptomatic
things.
It was
number three.
Like, oh, you're sick, but you look fine. I know.
Everyone's like, yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'm humping.
And we already live together at this point. Right?
Yeah. So, like, listen, you know how the divide, like you always speak of, is very present, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I asked the question.
I completely believe in COVID, but this asymptomatic stuff, I'm not here with it. I'm not for it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's your brother's bachelor party, and y'all decide to go to the strip club. Mm-hmm. When you settle in, you see your pastor who just finished preaching about fornication and sins.
Mm.
He approaches you. How do you say hi to your pastor?
What it do? You here just like me.
That's what I'm saying.
But he just finished preaching about fornication.
So look, you
but
here,
he's not fornicating.
I hear.
He you watching with his eyes, not his hands.
You're saying, how am I approaching my pastor?
How he approached you, like, hey, P, how are you?
He's getting a high five, and I'm asking if he has change. You have, can you help me break this 20 so I could throw some ones?
Oh, my God. We don't have ones that here.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Give me some blue notes. Like, here's 100. Give me 20. I see you with them, pastor. Yes. I put 5 blue notes in the pot this morning, brother.
This is well thought out. This is so well thought out.
Yeah, I know you have the change. Yeah. That should I be asked, but
Pastor, I seen you with the collection plate this morning.
Yeah, there's beer blue notes in there, bro. Give me
oh my goodness.
I need the change. That's that's how I'm approaching.
All right, so you guys are just cool with it? Okay.
100%.
All right. Now, number 5. You're on a date at a restaurant and things are going well. You guys are eating and all of a sudden it gets quiet between you two, of course, because there's atmosphere around you guys. Mm-hmm. Your date, he's cutting his steak, she's cutting her steak, and she says, I've had genital warts. Have you had an STD? Wow. What do you say? And this is a real life. I'm going to give you some background. This happened to me.
Oh,
This guy asked me this exact question on a date at the Keg in Toronto. Wow. And I was like, so what? This is what he says. Wow. Gina, this is what he said to you. Viral, this is what a female has said to you.
I have to sit down. Okay.
I absolutely.
He says it.
I absolutely commend the transparency.
Absolutely.
And the openness. I just would have liked to have finished my meal.
A little bit. Me too, a little bit.
You know, not to have to say like.
Me too, a little bit.
I just wanted to finish my meal. And maybe we have this conversation after dinner while we have our after dinner walk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like.
Because like unless that's not like, because we can have a more intimate conversation without like, because I think here's the thing.
Yes.
I again commend at 100% because
the honesty, right?
There's not enough communication when it comes down to intimacy.
Of course.
Right. Between partners before that occurs.
I agree. Yes.
So hats off to the mister.
Mm.
But time and place.
Time and place. That's like I'm having dinner and she's telling me this. And just so I can get a little more context, is this like, are we courting? Is this, have we been dating for a long time?
I'm gonna give it to you in my scenario. Okay. It was our second date.
Okay, so this is date 2.
It was our second date. And I thought it was so odd.
It's just because I would have a blank stare for a little bit because it's like,
yo,
this is date 2. Like, so many things are going through my mind as like I'm cutting my steak. It's like, so wait, you said in the past. So wait, so you don't have them now? But why are you bringing this up now while I'm eating?
Right.
Like,
right.
While I'm eating?
Right.
Now I'm picturing your general awards.
Hi.
That's not sexy. This is not sexy. And I'm eating.
It's
like,
not.
So all this is going on in my head. So I'm still, like, I'm looking at her in her eyes. Like,
right.
Because, like, I'm still, just, I need for her to see the confusion a little bit in my face.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. It's pretty, pretty disgusting.
Yeah. And I don't, like, I'm not even sure if I'm going to say other words. Like, I might say, I don't think I did.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
that might be it. Like, cause I'm like, I'm finished. Like after this, like we're done. Like I'm dropping you off. Where are we going?
The date was over.
We're done.
Do not get me wrong.
Like
I couldn't finish my food. I was just like, yo,
I'm paying for your food. I'm paying just because I know it's the last time I'm seeing you. I just feel like it's a gift. I'm paying for this. Like usually you pay for you, I pay for me. I don't know, but I'm paying for everything.
Exactly. Let's go. Yeah, that's it.
And leave me a little extra cash because you might need a ride. I'm not sure if I was your ride, but we're done right now.
Yeah, we are done. We're totally done.
That's it. Okay, all
right. Deep dive. Number six. You see your coworker on your way to work all the time. You know, you decide to start driving them, but you're always playing your music.
Mm-hmm.
So one day they get in your car, say, "Hey, good morning, P. Good morning, G." Unplug your aux cord, plug in their own, and start jamming to their own music. What?
Sir, where you get these scenarios?
You do. It's irking, eh?
Because the gall. So you didn't want to ask? You weren't even going to ask me if like, oh, hey, because you know what? Here's the thing.
Yes.
You say, hey, can I hold a card? Can I hold the ox?
Yeah, can I hold the ox or
and so? And I'm like, yeah, no,
they
sure.
They just came in and switched it.
But don't come in my vehicle.
Yeah.
My vehicle.
Somebody's cussing on
and
my
then,
block.
And then...
Unplug. Sue, I can't say that.
Like, unplug it while I'm listening to my tunes?
Yeah.
If you don't get out of my car effectively immediately. If you do not effectively.
So you're going to kick them out at, like as we're at the red light? Or what's are you like?
I mean, am
like,
I really kicking them out?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm going to say it out my mouth. And if they get out, oh well. But like, unplug that right now.
Yeah, I'm going to keep a real calm demeanor. Like, I'm going to assume that they wanted to hear a particular tune. So I'll let like a 1-2 run before I really like let it really sink in. Like,
right.
Okay, so you just unplugged my bougie, whatever I'm listening to right now.
To listen to you just, whatever.
Hopefully it's music I enjoy too. Maybe it's a 50-minute compa song that I'm
that, that you also
and
enjoy.
I didn't go
that
there.
You also enjoy.
That
point,
I didn't like, go there.
So, but I'm
I
gonna let it run.
That.
I'm gonna let it run and see if they let it go to the second track. I know when they let it go the second time, that's when I'm going to slow down the car. Slow down.
Right. And they're jamming hard.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's
like,
a big thing.
I don't
thing.
Care if we're on the highway. I'm going to slow it down where it's clear, where it's weird, where it's like,
right.
And I'm just going to look over.
Like,
no, I'm not even going to say anything. Just yeah. Look over.
You know what? I think I'd hit the power button, actually.
You
just
think,
turn it
I
off?
Would,
yeah, no like, music.
No music for no one now. No one gets music.
Even better.
And, I'm not, and again, I won't say anything. I'll just turn it off, watch you, yeah. And like, keep driving.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Because no, like,
then you have to have the double amount of gall
to turn it back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm with Gene on that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. All right. So, number seven. Your friend hooks you up with a job where they are working and they are the boss. Mm-hmm. You're now there for 3 months. And, you know, you realize that every accomplishment and every goal that you attained, your boss is taking credit for, which is your friend.
Mm.
Like, you know, oh yeah, you know, you did, you know, you met a target and your boss is like, yeah, yes, I met that target. You know what I'm saying? How do you approach that? Because they're not giving you acknowledgement for meeting the targets.
Remember when I said, don't let a good job keep you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my talents elsewhere. And that's
elsewhere,
why I
deep.
Believe.
Are you going to speak to your friend though? Because it is a friend of yours who hooked you up. Your boss is your friend.
Listen, I'll absolutely do that. But I also don't agree. I don't agree to hiring your friends. Like I mean, it depends on the friend, granted. Mm-hmm. But like my real good friend, I won't risk the friendship.
Got you.
Interesting.
Okay, P.
Yeah, no, well, I'm all for hiring my peoples.
Okay.
But in this scenario, again, like how I would respond to it, definitely like it would be a conversation just so I can understand. Like, it's not even I care for the acknowledgement because I'm getting a paycheck,
right.
And technically you hired me, so yeah, you did make this happen. So whatever benefits the company is getting, if you want to pat yourself on the back for it, bless. It makes no difference to me. I'm getting my paycheck, but it would be to understand like. Is it always going to be like this? Like, is it just like, just so I can understand, like, cool. Like, I don't even need the acknowledgement, but just so I can understand, like, you're always going to take the acknowledgement like that?
Yeah.
Just so
is
I
that
can
what
know?
We're doing?
Cool.
Exactly.
No,
is that what we're doing situation? Yeah.
And just to clarify, I'm here to, I'm here to refer all friends and stuff like that. I just think that the dynamic when you have a boss and employee, when you guys are friends,
yes,
that gets very tricky.
Of course
good
it
point.
Does. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that I avoid.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree with you. Number eight, you realize your god sister is a romance scammer who has helped you fund your new and amazing business, but she won't stop, but her karma's starting to come to her. In a few words, tell your god sister she should reconsider getting like real money.
Did you say romance scammer?
Yep.
Okay. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I was like, what is a romance scammer?
Okay, so a romance scammer is like a catfish. So like, it's like, okay, I meet an older woman online and I pose as this very young man and I'm stunning, but I'm using somebody else's picture and I am asking her I'm asking her for money, but she's never seen me. She's only heard my voice and she's giving me money and I'm doing this. Well, I'm doing this 9 to 5. This is my 9 to 5 and I'm getting money, but I'm giving it to you to fund your business. But karma's starting to really hit me at this moment.
Yes.
Talk to me.
So, listen, I understand everyone has a past. And I say this to all those who have to resort to the hustle. You need a way out before it gets to you. Mm. And that karma was that karma getting to them. And so you gotta pay those repercussions. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to stop taking money, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stop.
You're going to have to stop taking the money.
I'm going to need you to stop funding me because I don't want that karma to come my way.
Exactly.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that those were the origins of the funds.
Yeah. But you knew, but now it's just kind of like, it's getting bad.
Well, no. Come on now. Then that's karma for you too?
Yeah, karma. That's what I was going to say.
That's karma all around?
You kind of have to eat a little bit too, especially if you know it's kind of quote unquote dirty money.
Yes.
Yeah, so and the question is, how am I telling my god sister that I'm not taking the money anymore?
Yes.
Shoot, am I giving her some money back too? Because it's like
she invested in your business.
I'm real bold to be coming and talking about now I have a change of heart.
Yeah.
So I better be. Yeah. It's like, you know, if I'm going to be judging her dough, I better be giving her back some dough.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, I feel bad about the money's not right. Here's back the 5 racks that you gave me, for example. That, you know, that's your money and it's just a karma. Like, that's how I would have to deal with it. Before I say I'm not even taking any more money, I feel like I should even all give you back money. Like,
okay,
it's like,
got you.
You know,
okay.
That's just how.
And
I'm
think
safe.
It's time to coach. I was like, hey, let's look at other avenues, shall we?
Of course. Like, this is a conversation. Yeah.
Okay, so look, this is what you've done so far. This is what you've amassed in terms of funds. Let's see if we can invest this in something else so we can stop doing this.
Exactly.
Let's stop doing this.
Exactly. I like that. Okay, number 9. A taxi driver comes to pick you up, and while you guys are driving, he says, you know what, I'm really depressed and I need to pull over. He stops the meter and he takes a shot and offers you one.
Oh.
Do you take the shot too?
Bro.
I was with you the whole time until we got to the shot while driving.
This happened. That's why I'm asking.
Wow. Well, Trish, you are in a weird parallel universe. I feel I need to hang out with you more. there's crazy things that are happening in your world.
This happened. Like, and this is why I asked these questions. I wonder what you guys
would
do. But
to be honest, actually, and hopefully I don't have somewhere super urgent to be in, and maybe it's just a call and I have to do, because you know, God puts you in places
exactly
for a reason and right on time. And maybe it's not maybe what I would do at that point in terms of the offering a shot, I'd be like, let's put the alcohol down, let's have a conversation.
Okay, so you're not taking the shot?
No, I'm not taking the shot, and I'm hoping that he doesn't either, because if you had to drive me after that, I'm not really here for it. I don't know if that's your first shot either, by the way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that would deserve more of a conversation, like, what's going on, let's talk about it.
Yes,
because alcohol is definitely not the answer to depression.
Absolutely.
And so that's my route.
Wow.
And then maybe call another.
Well, one, I'm commending Jean on her route, because I don't think that was mine.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, like, a first instinct, because I'm watching this happening, like, taking a step out of my body, looking, okay, this guy's taking a shot.
Yeah, right now, he literally took the shot, though. I'm not
asking,
gonna lie to you guys.
Yeah, asking me if I want some. Now, first, definitely that's disgusting, so I'm like, bro, no, I'm not taking your shot. I don't know what is happening.
Exactly.
I'm looking and seeing how much I owe you on the meter, and I'm paying that.
He stopped the meter. Like, he stopped it. Yeah. What happened was, it's exactly how I put it. Yeah. He stopped and he said, listen, I'm really depressed. I need to take a shot. Before I could say anything, he stopped the meter and took the shot.
I hear that.
I'm just saying,
paying for the meter because I'm coming out of the car, like, from here.
Right,
like,
right. Somebody said, like, that too.
Yeah,
like, that she says, may take a shot, but get out the car. Yeah.
I'm giving you a dough. I'm not taking a shot, but Gina's saying, like, I'm saying this off the top of my head. Maybe spiritually, I would feel different in the time.
Yes.
So
yes.
In the moment, now that I paid my bill and I could get out here. Maybe we should talk a little bit.
Yeah, like, I would talk. I talked to him. Oh, yeah, God, you know? It was really. You know, sometimes we think we have problems, but then when you talk to other people, it's
that,
like,
real
problem. You know,
yo,
what? We don't have no problems.
Talk about.
We have to be grateful for what we have.
Facts.
All right, last one. I'm going to bring us back a little bit to when we were in high school. Okay, so your mom told you to take out the chicken from the freezer when you got home from school, but instead you decided to do your own thing and you forgot.
Yeah,
this is what happened to all of us. So this is why I brought it up.
Of course, of course.
When your mom comes home and asks you why the chicken is still frozen, what do you say?
First of all, before you even answer the question, like, how come we remember when the door opens or when the car when the car pulls into the driveway? That's when all of a sudden all your senses come back. Yo, like, wait a second.
You're there playing your game. What you're not am doing, I doing your homework. You're talking to your friends on the phone. You're either lying, man. You're doing something you're not supposed to do. See, and then when your mom opens that door, it's like a thriller movie in your body.
Supposed to do.
Yeah, everything you're supposed to do when you come home from school. Your mom said, "Faro, take out the chicken when you come home from school." Damn. And you're like, "Yeah, mom, I'll do it." And then you went to tell your boys, and you played your video games. You didn't touch your homework at all. You know what I'm saying? So, and she checks it. So what do you say to your mom when she walks in the door and you did not take out the chicken?
In real life?
Always.
I'm trying to remember what I did when I was young, because I 100% that's happened a gazillion times. And I don't remember what I did then, so maybe I'm giving too much of an adult answer, but I'd have to be like, okay, mom, listen, I know you told me to take the chicken out. I know. Okay, listen, mom, I'm going to cook tonight. I'm going to do this. Like, I got you.
Oh, my goodness. I got you.
Today, we're just going vegetarian.
Like,
I feel like we need some vegetables. And so I didn't think that the chicken was the route. Sorry, mom. Sorry. I love you. Like, well, I'm going to do the laundry.
You see, that's a lot of words Gina just said.
I do not think
in real life. I know Gina's mom.
Okay.
In real life, yeah. And the reason Gina can't remember what she would have said, because there's no words. Like, that's my so mom, cool. too. Right. Like, I feel like, yeah, because I'm thinking back, I'm like, there's no words to those things. Like,
I know.
You just brace yourself because you're like, for sure.
My mom would be mad.
I wish the Maison d'Haïti had these courses.
Courses back then when we didn't take out the chicken.
Because it was just like, you know you're getting licks. You know
you're getting licks.
But you know what? Oh, sorry. Just interject. My mom's car back in the day, she had a Grand Am, Pontiac Grand Am. We used to call it the Andam. Because the G and the R fell off, right?
Yeah, so thank
you. Okay, and that. I like that.
But you could hear that thing come down the street. So it did give us a little more time.
Right.
And here's a little tricksies. What you want to do, you want to take the chicken out, like just run some hot water on top of that. And be like, what? It didn't defrost yet?
Yeah, exactly.
It's cold in here.
Wait, you paid a meal for meanwhile, it's beaming summertime.
running the hot water on it, that might be the saving grace. Like,
it might be.
I took it out, mom.
I have the water running on it. That's
I tested it before you got here. I wasn't defrosting.
Exactly.
So put it in the oven on broil real quick. I don't know.
In real life, it would have been, if I'm on the phone, I'm hanging up. Yo, bro, I gotta go. That's it.
Or you're there talking to a gal and just a new girl. You know,
I'm hanging up on everybody. Bye. I gotta go. We can't talk again
if I'm dead.
No, I'm gone. I'm hanging up.
This is all for chicken.
I'm turning off the video game. I'm going to sleep. I might lay in my bed, close my eyes midday, like.
No, for you, Farrell, if you were in the room praying, maybe.
Yeah,
if
maybe.
If you were praying, she might have been like, I've been praying so long. Time got away from me.
Y'all are using the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, my God. God is Farrell and Gina.
No, God saves. What do you mean?
God saves.
I like how you guys use it to your advantage.
Yes, absolutely. And then amen is like, oh, my God, what time is it?
Exactly.
I like how you guys use God and the prayers to all your advantage.
Start singing hymns.
Exactly.
You
didn't take out chicken? Oh, Lord.
Mom, I just sat down and prayed for 5 minutes.
That's right.
With the pastor at the strip club. Yeah.
All right. I'm done.
That's it.
You guys. Oh, my God. My friend said there's nothing to say. She just got in trouble when that happened. Like I said, my sister said that our mother would be upset and probably dish us from licks too. Because, that's how it was. So, guys, that was this edition of Coffee Conversations at our last scenarios. How did you guys feel about today's show?
Oh, today's show was really dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just because I'm a finance person too. I absolutely do my budgets through and through.
Nice.
And I redo them probably every 2 years.
Okay.
Just reevaluating what I need to do, moving certain things. Hoping I pay off a lot of things. So I really enjoyed our guest today, Daisy. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed how the flow came that we were financially centric because, again, people, it's all the energy. Like, we all kind of come, bring our segment to it, and then it just works.
It just works.
So that's it for me
Nice, P?
I had a great time today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and supporting. I remind everybody, check us out, OFCnetwork.com, to join the collective. I have to give a big shout out to my brother, Victor Beausoleil, who's in Ghana right now. Hey. Him and his wife celebrated 17 years. When he said 17 years, I was like, oh,
hey,
yeah.
See? True.
So big shout out to Victor and his wife for celebrating 17 years of marriage. Big shout out to Victor. It was his birthday yesterday. And I want to send love to my brother and sister-in-law who are in Ghana right now. They just went to go handle some business out there. So that was dope. And I want to thank the Dr. Vibe show. I forgot. I was interviewed on a show last week.
Nice.
I'll share it in our group page and stuff like that, but it was pretty awesome. So I want to give them, Ryan and Dr. Vibes, a shout out.
Beautiful kings and queens. That was the Empower Hour on TKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook, MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of enlightenment, entertainment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at TKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored. Thank you for listening.
On my way to Bootsy Bello with hell of the hoes. Try and think what I'ma tell them when they get alone. I'm a glutton for women I shouldn't yearn for. Shouldn't be tempted, but baby, I like to hurt for. Maybe because I was searching, I found me the perfect person. But me and her didn't work out, she buried what you worked for. And I carry the bitterness of a cola knot. Nah, Jerry and shit, my parents never showed much. Woman, I...
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.